The following day, Aaliyah peered into the death cell through a hidden spy eye. Princess Irulan sat on a hard bench, looking at nothing in particular, showing no sign of impatience. Her demeanor exuded sadness rather than fear. Not terrified for her life, that one. It was difficult to accept that she was truly mourning the loss of Paul, but Aaliyah knew it to be true. Bored with the game, she left the surveillance screen and instructed one of the yellow-robed Kizara guards to unseal the door. As the regent entered, Irulan rose to her feet. "Have you come to inform me of my execution date? Will you kill me after all?" She seemed more interested in the answer than afraid of it. "I have not yet decided your fate. The priests have, and their mobs howl for my blood. But I am the Imperial Regent, and I make the decision." Aaliyah gave her a thin, mysterious smile. "And I am not yet ready to reveal it to you." Irulan sat back down with a long sigh. "Then what do you want from me? Why did you come here?" Aaliyah smiled sweetly. "An envoy from Seleucus Secundus came to see me. Through him, your father suggested outrageous marriages into House Carino as a way to solve most of the Imperium's problems." "I considered that myself, but you no longer listen to my counsel, despite the respect you had for me when you were younger," Irulan said evenly. "What answer did you give him?" "Late yesterday, the envoy boarded a small shuttle to take him back to a highliner in orbit. Unfortunately, his shuttle experienced inexplicable engine failure and fell out of the sky from a high altitude. I'm afraid there were no survivors." Aaliyah shook her head. "Some people suspect sabotage, and we will mount a full investigation as soon as we have time." Irulan gazed at her in horror. "Did Duncan Idaho sabotage the engines? Steelgar?" Aaliyah tried to maintain her implacable expression, but she softened, remembering when she and the princess had been rather close. This was not a black or white situation. Grayness surrounded Irulan. "With my brother gone, conspirators and usurpers will come at me from all directions. I need to show my strength and mettle, or everything Muad'Dib worked for will be lost." Irulan said, "But what else will you lose along the way?" "Perhaps you, princess. It would take only a flick of my finger." "Oh? Then who would raise Paul's children? Who would love them?" "Hera is quite competent in that regard." Aaliyah left the death cell, and the Kizara guards sealed the door again, leaving the princess alone with her unanswered questions. No contemporary can decide the worth of my son's actions. Muad'Dib's legacy will be judged on a scale that extends longer than a single lifetime. The future makes its own decisions about the past. Lady Jessica, Duchess of Caladan. Knowing that Aaliyah now faced the turbulent aftermath of Paul's death, Jessica decided to depart for Dune, to be with her daughter and help in any way she could. She sent a formal message to the Kizara Izbar, telling him that she and Gurney Halleck intended to leave Caladan as quickly as possible. The priest's delegation scrambled to accommodate her wishes. The military augmented guild ship remained in orbit, and Gurney arranged for them to ride in a lavish old Atreides frigate from the private spaceport hangar. This ornamented workhorse vessel had been put into service by old Duke Paulus, and Jessica remembered that Leto had used it during their initial journey to Arrakis. "Everything we do brings the baggage of history with it," she thought. As Gurney issued curt instructions to the pilot, the obsequious priest appeared in the empty bay, bowing deeply.
"The Highliner crew awaits your pleasure, my lady.
In Muad'Dib's name, we already diverted the vessel to Caladan so that we could deliver our sad news to you. The needs of the delayed passengers are not more pressing than yours. Passengers? I had assumed this was a special military ship commandeered by the Kizaret. Now that the jihad has been declared over, many of the military vessels have been placed back into service as passenger ships. We took the first vessel available after Regent Aaliyah instructed me to bring you word of Muad'Dib's death. What other business can possibly be so important? All those other people can wait. Gurney dropped a heavy pack on the frigate's ramp, muttering to himself. Though not surprised by the off-handed show of power, Jessica was alarmed that Isbar would simply divert an entire ship with a crowded cargo hold and a full roster of passengers. Well, let us be quick about it. Isbar stepped closer, and Jessica could see the hunger in his eyes, the blind awe. May I ride with you in the frigate, my lady? As the mother of Muad'Dib, you can teach me much. I would be your rapt pupil. But she had no need of sycophants. She didn't want this priest as her pupil, rapt or otherwise. Please travel with your own party. I require solitude for my prayers. Disappointed, Isbar gave a solemn nod and backed out of the hangar, still bowing, as Jessica and Gurney climbed aboard the frigate. The ornate hatch sealed them inside. Gurney said, Paul would have despised that man. Isbar is no different from the other priests that have formed a power structure around Muad'Dib and around his legacy. My son was trapped by his own mythos. As the years went by, it became apparent to me and to him how much had slipped out of his control. We took ourselves out of the equation, my lady, Gurney said, then quoted a familiar saying. Those who do nothing but observe from the shadows cannot complain about the brightness of the sun. Perhaps we can make amends now, if Aaliyah is inclined to permit it. During the flight up to the Highliner, Jessica tried to relax while Gurney took out his balisset and began to strum softly. She feared he had already composed a memorial hymn for Paul, and she wasn't ready to hear that. To her relief, he merely played a familiar tune that he knew was one of her favorites. She looked at his craggy face, the patchy blonde hair that was going gray, the prominent ink-vine scar. Gurney, you always know the right piece to perform. From practice, my lady.